to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Friday already. Yes, again, it's Friday. Amazing, huh? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, a doozy. Did you find God, or did he find you? Did you find God, or did he find you? Amazing question. You can podcast all the shows if you're busy and can't sit and just watch it. But no matter where you are or what you're doing, you still could be listening to the show anywhere in the whole wide world. And if you're a flat earther, a whole flat world. I was talking to someone who does not believe that the earth is flat. And they were like, if the earth were flat, why haven't someone fallen off the earth? Why have not gone to the edge of it, both sides, or to the edge and fallen off? No one fall off the earth. I was like, yeah, that's a good point. But anyway, you can listen to the show when you're lifting weights or running a track team, or Caitlin Clark, who is now afraid to be an individual. Or no matter who you're, Caitlin Clark and the little white girl that used to be able to play ball, but now she's scared. And she's saying that she has white privilege, according to the report. Even if you're her, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. On your iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we got to get to all of your comments. To have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com. Make sure y'all readjust the camera. I had to let my seat up. Somebody always let it down for some reason. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. All right? Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So, as you know, unless you're new listeners, a listener and not aware, every Friday is like Get It Off Your Chest Friday. We don't have like a primary subject on Fridays because we want you to get it off your chest. And so we set aside Friday so that everybody and their mama, if you're white, and everybody and they mama, if you're black, can express themselves.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Pete Hegseth's mother is coming to his defense today. Overnight, new allegations surfaced from former Fox News colleagues, but Penny herself had issues with her son.
My own mother?
You know, there are allegations of sexual assault.
Well, our job as parents are to correct, speak truth.
You're killing me here, Norma.
And I am a passionate person like Pete, and sometimes emotional words come out.
That's what worries me.
How's the family holding up?
Oh, we're okay. We have a deep, deep faith.
A deep faith in Satan. A deep faith in the devil, in evil. Isn't that amazing? It's so interesting to me. It's very, very Mama Mia, Ola, season. You're interesting to me to really see and understand that hell is right here on earth. And that every human being, everyone, not one, can avoid it. You're truly living in hell. But the hell is inside of you. And then because it's inside of you and you're not working on yourself, it is expressed through you to the outside. And it brings on nothing but hell. It's just evil. There's no such thing as a good person. They're only evil people. And the things that people do and say and act toward one another and themselves, or and themselves and others, is mind blowing to me. But I understand it. But and just mind blowing. I had no idea. I had no idea the depths of hell, right here on earth, and I had no idea the depths of hell that human beings bring upon themselves and bring upon others. And when they bring hells upon themselves and others, they have excuses that come with it. Emotional lying excuses. They're all lies. The misery of human beings is mind-blowing. You know, and I think about in the Old Testament how there was not one good person on earth. God was like, okay, go down there. Go down yonder and find me one good person. Find me 10 good people. And the Spirit went down and looked around and looked at all the women first. And they could not find one good woman. Think about that. On the whole earth. They looked at social media. They looked at Google and YouTube. They looked in the churches, the schools, in the homes, in the playgrounds, in the doctor's offices, in the bar, in the bars, and on the fan pages. And they could not find one good woman. He went back and said, well, I can't find 10. And then so he said, okay, go back and see, could you find one, just one? And they could not find one good woman. Does that remind you of today? And then they said, well, find me 10 good men. Went and looked in the same places. And they said, well, I can't find, because God was saying, if you can find me a few, I will save the world. I won't destroy the earth. So they went and looked, and he went back and said, I cannot find 10 good men. And then God said, all right, one more time, go and find one good man, and I'll save the earth. And remind you, they could not find one good woman in the whole earth. And so they went back and looked for men, and they found one good man, only one. And as a result, the earth was saved. They found one good man, not one good woman at all. And women want to lie to you, tell you how good they are. Ain't nothing good in you. Because Satan is your God. And so God was like, oh, pretty cool. One, I'll save it. So he saved us in the Old Testament from hell and built a New Testament, which is heaven, inside of us and up there, above us. And yet people don't want to enter into the kingdom. They love their hell. They love their misery. They love to fight over race and this and that and money and anger and jealousy and envy and strife, suicidal thoughts. They love it. And they say to God, I don't know why you up there have built a new kingdom. I don't want that. I love my hell, they say. I love my misery, they say. And God like, okay, everything has been done. It's finished. The kingdom is finished. Everything is done. All is well. You can just enter into the kingdom and have an amazing life while you live. You can have perfect peace. They're like, I don't want that. What the? But then a few said, yeah, I want that. I want perfect peace. So I will seek what's right first. I will look for what's right, men and women, right? And so a few men and women decided that they wanted to seek the kingdom of God and his right way first, above all things and all people. And those men and women have paradise on earth. Isn't that amazing? You can have your hell on earth, or you can have your paradise on earth. It's up to you. God is not going to force you to enter into paradise. He's not going to force you. But the way has been made. You come on home or you stay in darkness and try to inflict your hell upon the people who want the light. Human beings are horrible. Horrible. Ain't nothing good about them. Ecclesiastes 7:28 says, one man among a thousand is found. One man among a thousand found. But a woman among all these I have not found. Isn't that amazing? One man, Ecclesiastes, I didn't say it. It's in the Word. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word. Ecclesiastes 7:28 says, one man among a thousand is found, but a woman among all these I have not found. While I was still searching, but not finding, I found one upright man among a thousand, but not one upright woman among all these. But not one upright woman among all these. Not one. And you foolish men, oh, I got an amazing wife. I got an amazing. No, you don't. You're lying. Now, there are a handful of women who are now working on themselves to overcome the anger and the fallen state, right? That's a handful. One handful. And that's all really is going to be, only a few. Amazing, huh? And as a result, hell is right here on earth. Don't be afraid to die. You're already dead. Your eyes are just, physical eyes are open, but you're dead. Anyone that has anger is dead. Never trust an angry human being. They're evil. an angry man or woman is a murderer. They have no love. And remember I told you that when she's crying, she's lying. When she's crying, she is lying. Pay attention to that. You'll see. When they're in court, they're crying. They're lying. When they're talking about, oh, my hubby beat me. He beat me. She cries. She start crying. She's lying. I have proof of that. Hell on earth and a crying, lying woman. But you think when she cries, she tells the truth. Oh, she's so hurt. Oh, she's so sad. Talking about a sad girl, a bad girl. When she's crying, she's lying. I approve. Remember that woman, Kristen Mangum? She is the one that accused the Duke Lacrosse guys of raping her. She was a sex dancer or whatever she was, something like that. And she accused these guys, three white Duke Lacrosse guys. She was a stripper. She accused them of raping her. Now, she's admitted, she, according to the report, is admitted she lied. Hell on earth tried to destroy, don't even care. She didn't care at all about trying to destroy those guys' lives. She lied. When she's crying, she's lying. CBS is reporting. The woman who falsely accused three Duke lacrosse players of raping her back in 2006 has admitted her accusations were false. Watch this first soundbite from CBS 17.
New tonight, the woman who falsely accused three Duke lacrosse players of raping her in 2006 admitted to lying and apologized to them. Crystal Mangum recently spoke on the Let's Talk with Kat podcast.
Ended.
What they doing over there? I don't know why they're giving any horrible videos lately. They're trying to sabotage me. Amazing, huh? We're going to get that straightened out and come back to it. Y'all do not understand. The depths. And destruction. Of a woman. You don't know. And every man is afraid of a woman. Of women. They're afraid of them. Every man. There's not one that's not afraid of women. Whether they're at church or at the bar or in the whorehouse or wherever. They are nervous around women. Isn't that amazing? And I'm going to tell you why as we move forward. But you don't have to have fear. Fear is not from the Creator. Fear is not from or of God. He did not put that in you at all. And you can overcome it. Your life do not have to be dictated by fear. So what I want to do is do some super chats until we get that up and then some phone calls. I want you to see what these women are doing to the children, the men, and to themselves. Pure, pure hell on earth. Look around you. Hell is everywhere. Hell is everywhere. Isn't that amazing? So we're going to do Super Chat, and then I take some calls. Super
Chat.
Super Chat. Good morning, Hake.
Good morning.
How is you?
I is fine.
Good.
I is a fine master.
Santa Monica Historic Route 66.
Route 66, Route not 66. Route 66.
If you're black, it's route.
It's routes if it's football. Routes. It's roots if it's, anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
You could call it Route 66. River bought a coffee. You support Israel.
I love Israel. Really, but, I love Israel. I do support Israel.
But back in the 60s, they attacked the USS Liberty, even though they knew it was an American ship, according to River, and many people, some people say. I'd like you to look into this, research it, give your opinion on it, since you just had an Israeli guy on yesterday.
I had the mayor, ex-mayor, former mayor, David, on yesterday.
Of Shiloh.
Right. Israel.
David Rubin.
Right.
Not to be confused with another guy.
Not the podcast host.
Right.
But the real mayor.
Nice.
And it was amazing discussion. You can check that out by podcasting yesterday's show. It was an amazing discussion. And if you were not helped by that, I don't know what to tell you. Also, I don't know what happened in the 60s. Amongst human beings all around the world, you're going to have hate. You're going to have some hate, and you're going to have some good. So, but I still love Israel. And I encourage you, especially if you're a Christian, even if you're not a Christian, to go over to Israel and walk through the Bible. I think then you'll start to love Israel as well. Oh, amazing. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, River. Someone else bought a coffee. Said, hello, team. Mr. Jesse, why do you ask people why they did something when they were in that fallen state when you know exactly why? It's like you're bashing them with love, I guess.
Amazing. I don't even know how to respond to that question, but thank you for it.
I know why.
Why?
Because you're trying to help them see.
I want them to see for themselves, not just because somebody said it.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. There is nothing on earth that is better than not judging. Not with thoughts or actions or facial expressions. When you don't judge another person, even if you disagree, then you can still deal with them. And it's like you were in heaven. I can't really explain it. It lets you get benefits or blessings in ways I never imagined. All I have to do is watch it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Right on, Jamil. Someone bought a coffee. The trader is a loser, and I'm a winner. I don't like losers. God, get him out of here. Yeah, I guess this is in reference to a prior biblical question. Do you recognize the trader in you?
Oh, nice. Right on. Thank you. And we dealt with that last Sunday or the Sunday before that in our fellowship. You can check it out by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. I want to answer the biblical question.
What? I mean, did you find God or did he find you?
Yes, I found God. God didn't find me because he's always with me. It's just I forgot and I had to remember to find him again.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Zach.
Amazing.
Zach says, Jesse, stop begging for money like a homeless person and get in my belly.
His belly?
That's what he says.
Well, if you were to donate, I wouldn't have to ask. So donate the money. If you're not donating, don't complain. What now? Amazing. Thank you.
But thank you for your coffee.
And do you know any government or church or organization that don't need financial help? You think everything is free? What the? Bye.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Coffee from Tony. Good morning and Merry Christmas. Nice.
What?
Good morning and Merry Christmas, says Tony.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony, and good morning, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
10 coffees from Birdie Bound B. Just wait and see, he says.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Omi said that was a Goldfinger reference.
Oh.
I love Goldfinger, he said. So.
That's a movie from 1964.
Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, it's a James Bond movie.
Yeah. Where's James Bond now?
He retired and was replaced by a black woman, maybe.
Oh, God. What a mess.
It may or may not be true. Oh, it's a different thing. Okay. Sam bought 5 coffees. Good morning, Punchy and the Experts. My favorite band. Biblical question.
Good morning, and okay.
Biblical
why?
Question.
I mean, did God find you or did you find God?
He found me because I was lost, and I wasn't looking for him.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Very nice, Sam. Kevin from Valley Stream bought a coffee. After years of listening to you, I finally get it. The silent prayer keeps you present. There is no past or future.
Yeah.
All we have is the present. All thoughts really are lies. Thank you, JLP. Merry Christmas with an X.
It's so amazing to me. And thank you. Absolutely. You too. It's so amazing to me that the past is a total illusion. The future is an illusion. And most people love their illusions. And that's why they stay in the illusion of the past and in nothing but hell. Isn't that amazing? That's like mind-blowing to me. You ever like mind-blowing stuff? That's it. Amazing. Thank you.
And
thank you for putting in your 2 cents on the biblical. They respond to the biblical, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
I think so. Well, Kevin didn't.
Oh.
But somebody else did. Sam did.
Okay. Thank you.
Someone bought our coffee. Haiku. Life is easy, God. Healthcare is denied me, God. Spare our misery.
Okay.
I never understand these.
Thank you.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, it's not clear, but okay. Thank you.
We wish you well.
Yeah.
Thank you to Pastor Chatelet and Urinal Chills, monthly supporters on the Rumble crew.
Thank you all. You got to know how to rumble.
And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
There's a Cash App from SoCalis.
Okay.
SoCalis says, Hank ain't never been to McDonald's. Double exclamation mark.
Amazing. Have you ever gone to McDonald's?
Yeah, of course. Just not in Philadelphia or wherever that I recall.
But in L.A.
Yeah. Or wherever that guy was where he got arrested, caught the alleged CEO killer.
Oh.
They caught him at McDonald's.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But you have gone to a McDonald's, just not over there.
Right.
It was over here, not over there.
That's right.
Amazing.
I tend to go in California.
Have you ever gone to Philadelphia?
The city of brotherly love?
There is no love in Philly.
I'm not sure. I've been to Pittsburgh. I remember going to Pittsburgh. That was one of my first trips. But I think I did because the Liberty Bell is there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on a big trip with my family. We did a road trip.
I was so
and
much fun.
The Liberty Bell.
I went to the Liberty. I was on a speaking tour. And one of the people who invited me to speak, they took me there.
Nice.
As a little tour around.
Yeah.
It was amazing to see that.
Right on.
Also, I saw where one of the wars happened. Let me take a break. Back in a moment. Okay, listen up. Your investment is your responsibility. Like I always tell you, you are responsible for you, and no one else is. So your investments are your responsibility. So go and explore your options. Go and explore them. You'll be surprised at what you might find. And when you're ready to buy gold. Check out GoldCo. GoldCo is amazing. It's so amazing that GoldCo and I have a special going on, a special promo for my listeners, the listeners of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Qualified accounts receive an instant 10% instant match on bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match on bonus silver. So I recommend you visit Jesse Loves Gold. That's with no I. J-E-S-S-E. Loves Gold.com. Just love gold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Thank you. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to the busy phone. Get it off your chest Friday, right? Let me talk to the first-time caller, John, out of New York. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Jesse.
Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. To you and all the staff there, and may God bless you, the Most High, El Elyon.
Thank you, John, and Merry Christmas to you from me and everybody at Bond and Radio Show and everywhere.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, you know. I've been listening to your show off and on, you know, for the last few years, you know.
Relax, take a breath, it's just Jesse.
You know, I'm not the type to call, like, for help or anything. But I was just thinking about a biblical question.
Okay.
You know, it's in reference to anger, you know. Like, say when it comes, the anger that God, Lord, had according to, say, in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel, Deuteronomy, right? Which is referred to, say, they refer it to like Yahweh, the name of God, Yahweh.
Okay.
Now, is that the same anger that Jesus Christ had, you feel? Like, I mean, it was, you know, the righteous, if it comes to righteous anger.
It's
would that be the same? Because I'm having a little difficult time to, you know, to understand that, you know, if it's, you know.
Well, the same anger that God had, his son had it as well. And it is and is righteous anger. But human beings have no clue as to what that is until they overcome Satan's anger, the emotional anger.
Yeah.
Anyone that has emotional anger, they can feel it, then they're of their father, the devil, and they call that righteous anger, but they have no idea what they're talking about at all. They have no righteous anger.
Right. No, I absolutely, I agree when it comes to that, because I certainly, I'm not saying that I don't have any anger, you know, but I definitely had a lot of anger growing up, I feel. It was saying me and
every human being has it.
Yeah.
Only a few overcome it. Have you dropped your anger, all of your anger?
I feel that I have.
Right on.
I really, really feel that I have, because I've been working. I wouldn't call it, like, say, the silent pray you talk about, but I always, like, meditate and pray, in the name, God. Of God and everything, but it's I don't know. I never followed the silent prayer you're talking about. It's probably similar, but
are you able to relax and let go and become aware of the false self?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Absolutely, because I you have to empty yourself. You have to surrender and empty yourself of all of the, the imaginary thoughts and things like that, because they're definitely not real. You know, they were influencing me for many years, growing up and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
so you're now seeing that all thoughts are all lies all the time?
Yeah, I do.
Right on.
I do.
Well, one thing I want you...
I try to stay in the moment. Before, I used to... I used to live in the past.
Yeah.
Or I used to live in the future.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying that, because of my upbringing, I came here as an immigrant at 10 years old, and then I lived in the Bronx for 6 years. So I always thinking of my past, because my father was left behind and the family members, on my father's side. And my mother immigrated at divorce,
Mess.
I always yearned to go back, but coming to America was like a culture shock, because I grew up with no electricity, no running water, no cars, like a one-horse town, horse and buggy days. It's like a little house on the prairie kind of a lifestyle.
You grew up like that in America or in the country?
No, in the old country.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mate.
So when I came here, so I always kind of was living like in the past or the future.
Yeah.
Because of all of the, how America, New York City was overwhelming and everything, tall buildings and cars and everything. It was,
amazing.
It really was. What? It's funny. It was funny. Yesterday when you talked about Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, right?
Cassius Clay. Yeah. What a mess.
I almost got my ass whipped. Not because of him. It was because of the talk. I had a friend, growing in the Bronx, I had a friend, a few friends. I learned how to play stickball, baseball, basketball, and stuff like that before I played soccer, but then nobody played soccer,
Right.
So I was a Joe Frazier fan.
Right? Nice.
Because the reason was, I thought he was like, he didn't talk much, he was like kind of cool, didn't talk much. Cassius Clay was a more flamboyant type, but I don't know if he had anger like that. He didn't really, when I think about it, he didn't really have too much anger that I could say of,
Oh, no, he had anger.
Yeah.
I write him about him in my book, The Antidote.
Right.
He had anger.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, on the surface, because he certainly got Joe Frazier influenced for him to get angry, because he broke his jaw in the fight, if you remember, I don't know, it was the second fight or the first fight, and it was...
Yeah. The fact that he changed his name to a Muslim name was the first indication that he had anger.
Yeah, Yeah, well, right, yeah.
And he refused to serve in the military.
Yeah, he refused it. Well,
he went and hid behind his so-called religion, the Muslim religion, and he did that because he was a coward. He had anger. He didn't love America.
I never read his books or anything, you know, but on the surface, he didn't believe in killing and everything. He was probably a pacifist of some kind. I don't know. When it comes to, like, going to war and killing, you know, I could understand that a little bit. But when you call to serve, I guess you got to go, you know.
Absolutely.
I never did any service. I wasn't called or anything.
Right on.
But it wasn't the draft, you know. It wasn't, I was too young, you know.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, John, I'm glad for your call, and I want you to know that you can only have righteous anger when you have no judgment of anything or anyone, either in thought, in sight, in words, in gestures, and in feeling, emotion. And when you have no thoughts, no judgment, then you can have righteous anger.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that when it comes to it. But you know, I just one minute, when it comes to, see, this is that I'm like it's a paradoxical bind that I'm say if you because I don't study the Bible. I mean, I do read it off and on, and I'm struggling with like say from Genesis, the Old Testament, when it came to. When they're talking about Elohim, you know, God the Most High, right?
Right.
And it was a counselor. And then the Son, the Most High, the Son of God had like 70 sons. And he distributed to land, to all of them, distributed land. And say to the God of the Israelites, or which, you know, like, it came to be known as Yahweh, gave him a portion, right, to rule the people without a land. So I don't know if you ever, you know, because my, you know, like my gut feeling and my gut of what I know, of what I read, like Jesus, right, he didn't, like, when he mentioned the Father, God the Father, it's hard for me to understand or accept that it was Yahweh that he is the Father, you know, the universal Father. Because he always said God the Father or Elion, even on his, dying on the cross, you know. So it's like, I don't know, the Bible itself to me is not necessarily about God, the universal God. It's about gods with the S.
Oh, you don't think that the Bible is about the true God, but false gods?
No, it's about also false gods, as men fighting. You know, they had different names. You know, they gave them different names.
Oh, okay.
It's about the one true God, but it was also, like, according to Genesis and everything, it's almost like two creations, you know? And Yahweh became as a universal God throughout the whole. And I don't know. I don't understand why the Christians, like the so-called Christians, like most pastors, I think, they want to associate Jesus Christ with Yahweh as being the universal God that he, you know, prayed with. Compared to El Elyon, he was really the Most High.
Hate, want to respond to that. Hate, do you know what Eli and the universe of God mean, what he's saying, referring to?
I'm familiar with when Jesus said,
you know,
my God.
Have you ever met Hate, John?
No, I think,
This is Hake.
Hi.
I never talked to him, but yeah, hi, James, how are you?
Doing fine, thank you.
Okay, it was a pleasure talking to you. You know, you guys doing great work.
Those sound like, thank you. Those sound like Old Testament names, like the Hebrew names. for God.
It's right, exactly. Because
Jesus said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? That's what David called God.
Don't be trying to show off.
Something like that.
You tried to say Eloi, I know it's wrong.
I don't even know if I said it right.
It sounded like you did.
Thanks.
I was confused by it.
It's in the Bible.
Let me hear you say it again.
No, it is. It
Eloi,
is in the Bible.
Eloi, lama sabachthani?
Right.
Something like that.
It sounded like Andre.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's Armenian I'm speaking.
And so what it meant, what, God?
My God, why have you forsaken me?
And was he talking to the real God that we know?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it was the same God, John.
Yeah.
The God the Father.
Right, God the Father, exactly. But it's not, you don't think it's possible that it's like Yahweh became the universal God, but he was the son of the Most High. He was one of the sons of God. That he became somebody that he believed, you know, he became somebody that he wasn't. In other words, in name, though, in the name of Yahweh.
Isn't Jesus' name, though.
Huh?
Yahweh is not Jesus' name, though.
Right, but who did he pray to? The God Most High, not Yahweh, right?
I think so. I think it's all the same.
Yeah. They're all just different names
for the same God.
Jesus only prayed to the true God, the high God, the real God, his real Father.
Right.
But it sounds like you think he may have prayed to someone else.
No, he did. He prayed to the God Most High, which
it's
was
not somebody
El Elyon. What happened, you know, Yahweh, because at that time, even during Jesus' time or even before then, I think it was polytheism. It was multiple gods, I would say, call them idols or whatever. And then in that region, Yahweh became the most powerful, I guess, as a creator, demiurge, you know. And he even had El Elyon, I think, had a wife, I don't know if it was Asherah, and then he had Asherah. I think he either, I don't know, stole Elyon's wife, or, and eventually he got rid of her. Then it became monotheism, and they got rid of the female.
So, John, because of time, are you reading the Jewish Bible or something?
Because the Old Testament also knew that God was the God above all gods.
Right.
God.
Did you get all this from the Jewish Bible or the Muslim Bible or something?
No, I'll be honest with you. No, the only Bible I have is the New King James and the King James Version. That's the only one, you know.
But you didn't get Asherah being the wife of some god from those Bibles.
No, but I think it's...
Where'd you get that from? Because it's not in those Bibles. Where'd you get that from? About Asherah.
Asherah. Because Asherah poles are in the Bible. They're mentioned as bad things. Don't be having the Asherah poles.
So where you get those ideas from if you didn't get it from the real Bible?
Well, I might have read it somewhere. I might have picked it up in maybe a documentary. I've seen it or I read it, you know.
Oh, but don't hold on to that.
I can't go to a verse that I actually saw, but this is, you know, what I read, you know, what I've read, not necessarily from the Bible when it came to Asherah, you know.
Oh, well, then put that away. That's dumb.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to get into speculation.
Right.
Okay.
You don't want to get into imagination and ideas.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah, definitely not, you know, because you could go into a deep rabbit hole, you know.
Absolutely. So I would recommend you drop that. Do what you want, but I would drop it if I were you.
Okay.
And yeah, forget about Asherah.
Okay.
John,
well, you know, like say they show it on television too, you know, documentaries.
Well, you definitely don't watch it as a volunteer.
You know, all of these stuff, and sometimes it's very, you know, I don't know why I picked it up. I must have read it, seen documentary, either I read about it.
Well, you definitely drop it if you saw it on TV. Forget it.
Because, you know, archaeology, they're always trying to find something, and they used to show everything on television, you know.
Yeah. And, but, John, listen.
It's confusing.
It is. So drop it and so things will be clear, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
Call
and
me
thank
again.
You again. Thank you again for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, John.
God
call
bless
me.
You.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for calling. Call me again.
Okay, Jesse. Take care.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
All is well, Jason.
All right. I would like to say, like, what I think about you, since it's, like, get it off your chest. I would like to get it off my chest about you.
I don't care what you think about me. Talk about something else. That's not important.
No, but that's what, like what is the whole, like, what's the whole purpose of get it off your chest? Isn't, like, what to get off your chest is, like, what you think, how you feel, like, your expressions.
No, I'm not concerned about what you, how you think about me. So, do you have anything else?
Oh, yeah. Something else.
Okay.
You say the ego. Let's talk about the whole ego. I would like to get off my chest about the ego. I think how, like, your concept of what you think the ego is not what necessarily ego is. You think ego is like doing something for somebody else. That's not like ego. Ego is confidence. Ego is like boosting yourself, like feeling like you are better than other people. And you express that and you like push other people down because of your ego, because you feel like you're better than everybody. So, that is like an ego.
Do you have an ego?
Oh, most definitely.
You do have an ego?
I have a natural ego. Yeah, I'm a Cancer. My astrological star is Cancer. I naturally have an ego.
You have Cancer, you say?
No, I said my astrological star, like, you know, astrology, you don't know astrology, so it doesn't matter.
So you have Cancer?
No, my astrological sign is Cancer.
So you got Cancer?
No, my astro. Oh, he's funny. That's a joke.
No.
That's a joke.
Well,
like,
hold
that
on,
laugh.
Jason.
Hey, you wouldn't know if Hank has got Cancer, though. I bet you do. I bet you know if Hank has got Cancer.
Jason.
What?
You say you have Cancer? What? You have, what's wrong with you?
No, my astrological sign. You don't know
what
astrology
is.
You don't know what astrology is.
What is that?
The star. Like how your birthday has a lot to do with your personality, your pros and cons, what you good at, like what you will like be good at and what you will like have problems with, which you will suffer with.
And so you were born on the stars?
Nah, I was born, my birthday has like, it was like the day that I was born, the stars was aligned in a certain way.
Oh.
It had a certain day, like every day the stars changed. Every day the stars moved.
And so this was happening?
Every day.
This was happening while you were born, while you were being born?
This was happening because it's like a science to it. It has like do with your personality, like with like the places, like things that you're more compatible with. It's not like the fact that I was born.
Why don't you get rid of your ego?
How do I get rid of my ego when it's stupid people like you that I have, like your doctrine and your ideas about life?
Why don't you get rid of your ego?
I can't get rid of my ego as long as they're stupid
people.
You
want to
have
it? You love having your ego?
Like I wouldn't have it if people like you weren't so stupid.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, I'm to blame. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Oh.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's Friday the 13th. Jason! Thanks for the call, Jason. January 6th, pardons incoming, hopefully. Trump said yes. Case by case for the ones who allegedly were violent or convictedly were supposedly violent. And grocery prices are high. Thanks, Obama supporters. Or Obama administration part three. And Syria's rebel leaders want Syrians to celebrate in a more civilized way. One guy got a little crazy with a machine gun on accident and shot 15 people and killed one. Terrible. You know, after they got rid of Bashar al-Assad. I don't know if you roll your tongue for that. This is the end of hour one of Express Yourself Friday, December 13th, 2024 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now if you're hearing my voice live. Oh, that line just is filled up, maybe. But you can call in just in case a line drops and a line opens up. 1-888-775-3773. And that number is free if you use the dial pad over on Skype. If you're overseas and you can't pay international, just use the Skype app. Nice. It is Hake News, Not Fake News, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Not Christians say today is Friday the 13th, a day regarded as unlucky among 25% of Americans, supposed Americans. A quarter of so-called Americans consider themselves superstitious. Women and Chinese. No, I don't know about the Chinese with specifically about Friday the 13th, but they do have those superstitions sometimes. Don't be scared of the eerie date. Try incorporating some positive mindfulness practices, says CNN, in your life and see what happens, they say. Whoa. I don't know if you want to take their advice. Maybe. January 6th, so-called rioters, President-elect Donald J. Trump said his day one priority in office is to pardon the mostly peaceful protesters whom Commie Nonsense Network calls rioters. Some of them were rioting. Who stormed the U.S. Capitol or merely walked into the building on January 6th, 2021 AD. It's not clear who among the hundreds of supposedly convicted rioters, I don't even think they were convicted of rioting. Some of them were convicted of parading. Parading. Give me a break. Defendants awaiting trial and some remaining fugitives would receive clemency. Unclear which ones among those hundreds. Trump advisors are still solidifying their approach to the pardons, and defense attorneys are scrambling to convince the incoming administration that their clients are deserving. Yeah, right. These defense attorneys, public defenders, they're against the mostly peaceful protesters. They make them read their anti-racism books and all kinds of dumb stuff. They're evil. But some defense attorneys may be on the side of what's right. Meanwhile, an injustice department... Department of Injustice watchdog supposedly found there were no undercover FBI, listen to this keyword, employees, undercover FBI employees at the Capitol. They don't say if there were any feds or anonymous human informants. There were some informants in the building. Anyway, at the Capitol during the January 6th riot, rejecting speculation from Trump allies who have for years suggested that violence that day was provoked by federal agents. But we're not just talking about agents. There were people who were informants and other things. And none of them were charged, incidentally, even though they did go into the building. Some people just went into the building for 30 seconds or a few minutes and they got charged. They caught charges, didn't even necessarily do anything that normal people would consider wrong. What a mess. Grocery prices, November, cost of grocery items, a bit more painful than they've been for a while. Americans paid 22% more for groceries last month compared to when our greatest president left office in January 2021, according to the latest Consumer Price Index data released earlier this week. And compared to February 2020, before the scamdemic overreaction, they paid 27% more for groceries than in November. Back then. What a mess. Trump is going to fix it, maybe. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. A brand new doozy. Did you find God or did he find you? Did you find God or did he find you? Amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're not able to sit and watch it. You got to move about. You can also podcast, but you could be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. So you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I'm being told to let y'all know, Cash App is squared away. It's fine now. So they'll know it was us. It's fine now. It, hate worked on it. It's fine. It wasn't? That's what he told me to say. What? But why did he type that to me then? Oh, it was to me. So I can say Cash App. It's fine. Hate was communicating to me, and hate is white. And when he saw, like, communicate, he never stops. Because he's also has a degree, and intellectual people do not know when to stop. They communicate. They don't just tell you one simple thing. They tell you all the things, and then you're black, and you're slow, and you try to read, and they try to tell you something else, and then you get confused. Because intellectual people have degrees. You know how white people have degrees, right? And now the blacks are trying to get degrees. But it's Friday. But Bond JLP Cash App. You can go there. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Friday is always open line Friday. Friday is always get it off your chest Friday. It is always express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Pete Hegseth's mother is coming to his defense today. Overnight, new allegations surfaced from former Fox News colleagues, but Penny herself had issues with her son.
My own mother?
You know, there are allegations of sexual assault.
Well, our job as parents are to correct, speak truth.
Yeah, right. You're killing me here, Norma.
And I am a passionate person like Pete, and sometimes emotional words come out.
That's what worries me.
How's the family holding up?
Oh, we're okay.
Yeah.
We have a deep faith.
Yeah, right. It's interesting how these people... they set you up, and then they come back to save you. Thank you, Satan, but no thanks. So I'm not able to do soundbite, and I'm so disappointed because I really, really wanted to do soundbites. And I think it's a setup, so I'm not going to do soundbites today. I'll just take calls and super chats. All right? Let me go to Mark out of the United Kingdom. Mark, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Oh, hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. Do you remember me? I phoned a couple of days ago.
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Yeah, it was about what we were talking about, something that we were talking about. And I mentioned that I was living on my own. And you said, don't worry about being lonely. It's part of the ego when you feel lonely. And my thing was that I like being on my own. I like isolation. I like to be on my own. I see it as a positive thing. Personally, I think that isolation is freedom. Freedom is the ability to isolate. The less I have to do with others, the better I feel. And that's why I stay in my flat. I mean, in England, we call it a flat. I mean, in America, you call it an apartment. Right. Not much of an apartment, but it is. I'm on the fifth floor, and I stay there for sometimes weeks on end, not having any communication with anyone apart from the delivery guy who delivers my groceries.
Do you go to work?
I don't.
And so why do you stay alone that long, for that long?
That was my question to you. Do you see it as a bad thing? I see. I like it, you see. I like being on my own.
If you're doing it because you just want to be alone, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But if you're doing it because you can't deal with people, then that's a different story.
Yes, I can't deal with people.
You cannot?
I cannot.
Why not?
I don't like people in general. I think from an earlier age, I never really liked.
And why don't you like people?
Because the people I've met have turned out to be disloyal, you see.
And yeah, you're right in that people are evil. Human beings are evil, and they cannot be trusted. But you got to deal with human beings in this world, so... as long as you don't resent them, don't be mad at them, they cannot help themselves. You gotta deal with people when you're out and about. You don't have to, don't go out just because you want to deal with people. But as you move about on this earth, when you have to deal with people, you have to deal with, don't hide away from them because you don't know how to deal with them. All you have to do is just make sure you don't resent them, but don't be with them because you are lonely. Don't be with them because you think you need friends or you need a wife or you need a family. All those are the wrong reasons to be around people. That's for sure.
Yes, I don't. Yeah, I agree. I don't need any of those things.
Right. And so your question for me is what?
I mean, do you consider it a bad thing to be so isolated as I am?
Only if that's what you want to do and you're not doing it to escape.
I guess it is a form of escapism. It is.
Well, it is. You want to overcome the world, but you don't want to. You don't want to run away from the world. You don't want to be afraid of the world, of people.
Mm. It's not really being afraid. It's more like I just don't like them. I don't like walking past them in the street, or I don't like the look of them. I don't like the way they speak, or the way they dress, or the way they walk, the way they talk. Well, I don't like anything about them, you see.
You're not free if you're judging them.
Mm. Yes, I guess you're right. Yeah, you've got a point there.
Yeah, don't judge human beings. It's enough to see that human beings are evil, people are evil and cannot be trusted. But don't judge them. They cannot see. They can't help themselves. And so it sounds like you're judging them, and that's why you can't be around them, because you have this judgment on them. And when you're judging them, you're no better than they are.
Yes.
It's enough to see that they're evil, but don't hate what you see.
You see, I don't even socialize on the internet, Facebook or whatever. I don't do that at all.
Well, I don't blame you for that. But my thing is that you gotta function in the earth. You gotta go out and make, you know, buy groceries, go to work, make deals. You gotta deal with people, but just don't resent them. Don't judge them. It's enough to see that they're miserable, but don't judge them for being miserable. They can't help it. All right.
Okay.
And so if you're isolated because you're judging, that's the wrong way to live. But if you are isolated because you just want to be isolated with no judgment, then you'll be fine.
Okay. When you start your program, you say uniting the races. Well, I think Donald Trump is the first president who's managed to truly unite the races.
I agree.
He's done something that even the great Ronald Reagan wasn't able to do.
Yeah, I agree. And the beauty about that, if you drop your judgment of people and situations, you can do the same thing. But you got to not have anger. If you know that Donald Trump doesn't have anger, and he is not judgmental. He see people as they are. He know that they're evil, but he also understand that they cannot help themselves. So he's not resenting them for it.
Okay. Another person
ISIS has spread like cancer. Another mess I inherited.
Oh, amazing! Yeah. And so drop your. What I encourage you to do what you want, but I encourage you to drop your, don't judge. You can live a life without judging. And then when you don't judge people, you're going to truly see them for who they are. And when they try to attack you or try to hurt you or whatever, they will only hurt themselves. They will not hurt you because you have no judgment of them. You know that they're evil and they can't help it. You also know that to stay away from them, meaning that they're not a friend or they're not a family, they're none of those things. And you'll be fine. Just don't judge them. All right?
A person who says the same, similar things to you is Thomas Sowell. He debunks racism as existing and he exposes the fraud of the civil rights movement.
Yeah, Thomas Sowell is a smart man.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that because he's not a liberal, a lot of black people are not aware of him. They try to, the liberals try to keep him away from the blacks because they don't want the blacks to be individual thinkers at all. Mark, I'm going to have to run. I got to go. Call me again.
Okay.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Unfortunately, folks, I cannot do sound bites. I'm so disappointed. I just don't trust that they'll be right anymore. But hopefully next week we can get to some. And I have some good stuff for you today that will show you hell on earth. Let me go to... Guy, a first-time caller out of Washington. Guy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse Lee.
Hey, Guy.
How's your day going?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
Yes, sir. I just want to say I appreciate your wisdom, knowledge about people.
Yes.
Just like the caller before me, I have a problem with a lot of people. I self-isolate myself.
Meaning what?
I go to work, I come home, I don't associate with very many people.
And why not?
I don't care for people's attitudes. They're me first attitude, I guess you'd say.
But you do realize that they're evil and they can't help themselves, right?
I do realize that. And I'm no better. I'm just as evil, I guess, in my own ways.
Yeah.
I don't fit in. I never really have my whole life. I'm 54. I've been alone since 2007, other than messing around with a bunch of different women, which I quit doing that about 5-6 years ago.
Right on.
And that's another thing. Women out here, I don't know about the young ones, but women around my age are evil.
All women are evil. Except for those who have started to see that they are evil, and they are working on overcoming it now that they can see it. But all women are evil because Satan is the woman's God.
I understand that. By watching you for the last, I guess, 3 and a half years.
Yes. Have you dropped your anger?
Probably not as much as I need to.
And why not? Why have you let it all go? Why don't you just drop it?
I think it's a self-protection mode.
But anger is not self-protection. That's your enemy. There's nothing. You're not protected by anger. You are controlled by anger. Anger is your enemy. It's evil.
I've been listening to you talk about this for years now, and I try, and then it seems like when I let that anger go, I get somebody hurts me.
No.
And I don't mean like, what's
you,
that?
You don't mean like what?
I don't mean like physically. It's just like I get let down. So that anger to me keeps me at bay.
But,
and I know I need to lose it.
Yeah, you do. When you say you get let down, can you give me an example? What do you mean by let down?
Just, I don't know what I mean by let down. It's just, so I was once told that by my pastor that I guess, and I don't mean to be this way, I guess I hold myself at real high standards. And that nobody will ever meet the standards that I hold for myself. And I guess that's one of my flaws, that I expect people to hold themselves at my standard and not where they're at in life.
But your standard, you have to drop your standard and not have a standard if you want to be free.
Okay.
You got to let it all go. And so are you able to give me an example of being let down?
Not right off the top of my head.
Why don't you drop your standard so you can naturally live the true standard?
I was told that, and I don't know why. I guess some things were like beat into me as a kid, like standards, and those things have never. I treat people as well as I possibly can, and I guess it doesn't ever like reciprocate. I guess they say those that are like, I'll help anybody, Jesse Lee. I won't help the bums on the street corners, these young kids, but I'll buy food. I won't give money. I'll help people. And it just, I guess that's a letdown when, like, I need a ride to work this morning and nobody will call me. I got a flat tire and I don't have a jack big enough and I can't get anybody to answer the phone to me. But if somebody called me right now, I would be the first one to help them.
You should stop doing that.
I've tried.
What it is, Guy, and then I got to run here because of time, is that yes, you got to drop your anger so you can see. Angry people cannot see. And so you're living life in the darkness rather than in the light. So I would recommend that you drop your anger. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
My mother's passed away, but Jesse, I've got nothing to forgive my mom for. That woman was the rock of my life. My dad was in and out. He was a bad alcoholic. And yes, I did have a father in my life, but my mother was, she wasn't like the rest of them. The mother, I'm part of four kids. I was born, my oldest brother's 15 years older than me. I was the only kid left in the home, but I have nothing to forgive my mother for.
So she was perfect?
She wasn't perfect.
What was imperfect? Give me an example of something that was imperfect about her.
She kept taking my dad back, even though he was a violent drunk.
And so you got to forgive her for controlling your father like that.
Oh, there was no controlling my father.
Yeah,
Jesse,
the reason she took him back because she controlled him and he didn't know how to deal with her. And so she took him back so she can pretend that she was better than him, that he was the problem and not her, when it really was she was the problem. Your father didn't know how to deal with her.
And you're right. As I got older, my dad didn't know how to deal with too many people in life, Jesse Lee.
Yeah, but especially your mother. And you got to forgive your mother for deceiving you like that. She turned you away from your father.
No, actually, my father did that by almost killing me when I was a little boy.
Well, that was because you identified with your mother. You treated him the way that your mother treated him.
I don't remember it like that.
Yeah, you didn't have any love for him. You only had hate because you took on your mother's identity. She made you think that she was the good one and made you think that your father was the bad guy. So you saw him the way she saw him.
Actually, no, Jesse Lee. My father showed himself. This is what he said to me one time. There was no love. He said love was for homosexuals and puppy dogs. What are you, a dog or a homosexual? He was just angry. The man, he didn't have coping skills.
Well, he didn't have love. You're right. He didn't have love either. Have you forgiven him?
Oh, yes. He died pretty much in my arms about 5 years ago. We had one good year of life together.
And did you tell him that you forgive him? You're sorry for resenting him?
Yes, I did.
And why didn't you tell your mother that, too?
I didn't ever. She passed away in 96. I never had any. There was nothing to forgive her for. She did everything she could.
Right. But that doesn't mean it was right.
True. Not everything she did was right, but yeah. I can guarantee you that if not for her, I would have been homeless because my dad took off, left. He was what they call a binge drinker, Jesse Lee. He'd stay sober for maybe 2 years and then be gone for another four drinking. But the whole time he was drinking, he'd come back and terrorize us.
Do you drink?
Not anymore, Jesse Lee. I got 6 years clean and sober now.
Well, drop the anger so you can be completely free, and that way you won't be disappointed in human beings because you would see that you should never trust another person anyway. But you won't resent them either. You will deal with them, but you know not to trust them.
And, you know, I was born that way, and don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
And I nearly died. I had 6 years clean. And then in 2016, the brain damage from OxyContin and fentanyl caught up to me. And I used to be more of an outlaw type of a person.
Yes.
And then after I was basically three doctors said, you know, it was God that saved you. I got really close to Jesus by the example, because I know how sick I was. I had no body hair left. It took him 6 months to find out what was wrong with me. I laid dying in my bed from June of 2016 till November of 2017.
Amazing.
And amazing. God is good. And, you know,
are you doing the silent prayer?
I try it at night a lot. Yes, I do. That's another thing. What exactly is the silent prayer, Jesse?
It's for you to let go and just become the observer of those lies in your imagination, the false self. You want to be able to see those thoughts and not go with them, don't identify with them, so you can become free. God will take you away from your imagination. All thoughts are all lies.
So you're right on that.
Yeah, give it a good try. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Hey, I love you, brother. I love the whole show.
Thank you. I appreciate your
knowledge, and God bless you, my friend.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jesse Lee. You have a good day, my friend.
You too, buddy. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. We're going to do some super chats before I can go back to the phone. What a mess! Super Hate is running in. There he goes. He is here. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Mike Young says, hey, Jesse, and hey, James Hake.
Hey, Mike.
Which one of these songs do you like the most from so-and-so? There'll be sad songs or Caribbean Queen. Just to have some fun on since today is Friday. Do you recognize that?
No.
Oh.
I don't recognize that with Mike. I'm pretty sure I've heard it because the title sounds familiar to me, but right now it won't come to mind. So thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Which one you like?
I don't know either. I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
I only grew up on Christian music.
Oh yeah, he was a homegrown Christian, right?
Right.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Seven coffees from Spanky. Hey, Jesse and Hake and team, I just wanted to give you something to smoke on, and it's on the word trying. The word trying. I notice a lot of times when we try at things, we fail, because trying is attempt to fail. Instead of trying, just do it or do the best you can. Also, is there a special name for Wednesdays? If not, it should be Yo Daddy Wednesdays. That's all, guys. I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish that and more calls. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. It's Friday, right? 9 a.m., The Hake Report, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A brand new episode. A very interesting discussion with Dakari Lariat. And Dakari is a former Whirlpool executive and self-proclaimed police brutality survivor. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You were allegedly a victim of a so-called police brutality, right?
It was 2 hours of terror. There was obvious homophobia. When the troopers came to my car, made note that he smelled something fruity.
But
that is a form of slavery. I was shackled.
You asked for $10 million.
For me, it's not about the money, Jesse.
What is wrong with the blacks?
That is a whole series. That's not even one episode.
The Fallen State today at 12 noon Pacific time. You know, it's Friday, but it doesn't seem like it's Friday for some reason. It looks like it's too early, too soon to be Friday, but it is. 12 noon today, thefallenstate.tv. And you can support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv or locals.com. Locals.com, all right? We still have our sale going on. Bond holiday sale is still happening for this month. Bond holiday sales on 15% off on all merch this month. 15% on all merch. You get 15% off on all merch this month. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. And then the American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m. today.
Jesse.
What?
I got something special today. So not 4 p.m. You know, usually I do the flight on Fridays, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't been able to do any flights because we got that. I'm working on something there, but I'm going to do some flight-related things special today. And so just follow my channel, American Anchor Baby. I'm thinking I'll be around with you guys at around 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific.
Oh, okay. So one today.
Right.
1 p.m. today.
Around there. Oh, okay. This is a special live thing, and I got to work it out with where I'm going.
Uh-oh.
Is it scheduled?
I wouldn't even be in the studio. It is scheduled. My stream is scheduled.
Sweet.
Uh-oh. Get ready.
Thank you.
Get ready. Somewhere around 1 p.m. Pacific time. Look out. It's scheduled. Whatever that means. It is done. The American Anchor Baby. And then Sunday Morning Fellowship for all. Sunday Morning Fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And if you're not in LA, in the LA area, you can watch it live anywhere in the world. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right? So get ready and promote your shirt. What shirt?
The one you're wearing.
Oh. This is my shirt. It's new. Well, a week new. A man with anger. It's a murderer. A man with anger is a murderer, meaning that a woman, a man or a woman with anger is a murderer. So you can get that on RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. It's an amazing shirt. Everybody want to know, what that mean? What that mean? What that mean? If you notice, if you pay attention, if you have anger, you're a murderer. You have no love. You only have hate. And you have all type of evil demons inside of you. Demons of jealousy, loneliness, lack of patience, irritation, revenge, looking for love, all type of desires that are evil. Trying to be like someone else. Uncomfortable. You're driven by anger. Your anger, the anger you have control you. You're a murderer. You cannot be trusted. Isn't that amazing? So check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Stores.
I mean store. Stores. Let me go quickly to the phones. Patrick out of Massachusetts. Patrick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, my brother. One second.
All right. Hold on, Patrick. I'll come back to Patrick. Let me go to Ian out of Wisconsin. Ian, hold on, Patrick. I can't be. Hold on. I'll come back to you. Ian out of Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, man. How you been?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Cool. Well, first I want to say that Bryce Mitchell Fallen State was pretty cool.
It was amazing. Bryce Mitchell is the UFC fighter. And I had an amazing conversation with Bryce on the Father's Day last weekend. And he won his fight last Saturday. So the interview was last Friday and the fight was last Saturday. Yeah, that was amazing.
Cool. Well, I got some things going on I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
Well, I've sent in a couple super chats. And recently I told you that I'm still living with my mom. And I'm trying to get a job.
How old are you?
Your advice. Oh, I'm 32.
Hey, okay. And so,
but a little background. I was 18. I was 18 and on my own for 10 years, and then I took my mom's opportunity. So, but it was a mistake. I forgave him because I heard your message, and I knew in my heart that I had to. Something told me that I hated her so much, but I had to let it go. So I did, but my concern has been that I was in a fallen state when I forgave her. I was smoking weed, but I wasn't high when I did. I was in my senses, and I knew it was wrong for hating her, and I forgave her. But I'm wondering if I did that out of just fear. I think that I did it. I forgave her. I tell myself all kinds of things, and I'm wondering if I forgave her just because I was afraid of going to hell if I didn't. I don't know.
So your question is what now?
Well, is my mom getting in the way of perfect peace? Because I don't have a perfect peace.
Why don't you move out? I mean, it was a mistake to move back in there with her when she invited you in. Now that you know, why don't you move out?
Well, first step has to get, I have to get a job. See, I got fired because I was a pothead.
But why don't you go and get another job? There are a whole bunch of jobs out there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm applying every day. I stopped in and dropped off my resume. I'm calling back places, and they're...
Okay.
It's interesting how I have to deal with all these females who are in charge of hiring. I haven't talked to a single man about a job.
I know. That's so unfortunate, man. It really is unfortunate. But let me ask, so you forgave your mother, and are you, like, still getting angry when you are around her?
I stay quiet because everything that we talk about ends up being something extra that it doesn't have to be.
Right.
So, yeah, I called you once, and you told me never, ever argue with her again, and I never did since.
Oh, good.
But she would try. She would really, really try.
And I know.
I just have to let her talk without, you know.
Oh, and why don't you walk away when she tried to start an argument about something? Why don't you just walk away?
I can. I would be doing something in the house where I couldn't at the time walk away. I mean, I could, but I knew I was going to finish what I was doing. And instead of walking away, I had to stay there.
I got you.
But here's
what I recommend. And if you give this a good try, you're going to be fine. When you're around her, let's say you're around her and she trying to make you start an argument or try to be nice or whatever. And if you see that anger comes up, you think and you feel it, just see it. Do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Just be conscious of it. Be aware of it, and it will be taken away from you. Stop identifying with thoughts and feelings, and then you will be made to be free from them.
Right. And we're not born free, are we? We're born in a fallen state?
No, we're born free, but by the time your mother's done with you, you fall away from freedom into hell because you become angry like her. You can't deal with the hell that's in your mother. And the moment you become angry, then you become enslaved. But the beauty about realizing you're wrong for what resented her is that God will forgive you and he'll take that spirit, those spirits away from you. And you'll be free again the way you were when you were born. Firstborn.
Yeah. I quit weed about a month ago, and now I'm living clearer.
Yes.
I like my clear head, and it's real life. I was amazed at how blind I was making myself.
Yes.
But now I know and I see that drinking and drugging, like, I have no desire. And right. I know that. I don't run to it anymore.
Right on.
But now my problem would be, like, the sexual desires I have. I don't go chasing women, but the thoughts I have, I don't know. I can't suppress it. And this ties into...
Well, don't suppress it.
Baby, you want... had a caller.
You... Go ahead.
He had a caller, and he said that thinking about another woman is the same thing as having sex.
Yes.
And that's not right, but Anchor Baby said that just the thought is as bad as doing it.
Right, because
having
the
thought
sex
of it is just as bad.
The sex is not the problem. It's thinking about it. The sex is thinking about it. That's where the problem is, because when you think about it, you've already done it, right? So when it comes now, right. just as you did with the smoking and all that, the drinking, you became aware of it and you lose the appetite. So when those desires come, don't call them you. Don't fight with them. Just watch them. And I promise you, they'll be taken away from you.
I like your idea.
And then when you get married, if you should get married, you're going to have, because you would now have control of yourself, you're going to have control of everything. Nothing will control you, and no one will be able to control you. But so don't fight against the desire. Don't let Satan tell you, oh, you're a sex addict, you're this, you're that. It's all lies. Those are demons. Those are spirits inside of you. So when that comes, just watch it. Don't fight with it. Don't call it you. And that will be taken from you as well.
Yeah, so it's the wickedness of the heart, right?
No, it's because you believe the thoughts now. You have identified with the thoughts. When you forgave your mother, your heart changed from hate to love. Now your old nature will change, and you will have control over all those things. And you will stop believing thoughts.
Okay. So it's not right for me to tell myself that I'm evil if I have those sexual things on my mind, right?
No, don't tell yourself that. Don't say that. And when you say telling yourself, who are you? Who are you telling that to?
Well, that's the interesting part, is I don't know who I am, but I try to know who I'm not.
Right. So stop saying those things because there's no you to call yourself that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm trying to get a job with this new life that I'm trying to live, because I used to just be locked in my imagination. I could get a job, no problem, because I had to pretend, and now I can't pretend anymore.
Right, but just be aware and go in there and apply for the job, show them what you can do, and you'll get a job. Don't worry about that. That'll happen naturally as well.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I got to stay present, and that's a challenge sometimes. I still do the prayer. I can have a song going in my head, and I can think different thoughts at the same time, and I still sit there with my eyes closed and try to relax through everything, and that's all I can do.
Well, just watch it all day. Practice being present. You know, be aware of yourself going in and out of different rooms, through doors, and just little things that if you practice being present, being aware will become normal to you, and being unaware will be abnormal to you.
Yeah, so being aware, is it okay to tell myself I'm here, I'm sitting here, or I'm driving? Like, I can't be somewhere else, so I'm right here.
Right, that's fine.
I shouldn't be telling myself.
After a while, you won't have to remind yourself of that. It'll be natural. So it's okay to remind yourself, I'm in this room. I can see myself. I'm aware of myself. Because right now you're working on yourself. And eventually it's going to be just as it was to live a life of being unconscious. It was abnormal, right? it's going to be normal to live a life of consciousness, being aware in the present, and it's going to be abnormal to live a life of unconsciousness.
Yeah, and when you said, be aware of every judgment you make, even if it's for yourself, whatever sounds you make, and I was surprised at how many times I was...
Yeah.
I caught myself judging. Just amazing.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, man, I'll stay with it.
Yeah, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It will only get better. It's got to be clear. Eventually, you will have a clear mind and not a dark mind.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll stay on track.
All right, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
No problem, man. Thanks to you.
You're welcome. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me check and see if Patrick's ready out of Massachusetts. Patrick, let's try it again.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Patrick.
I'm sorry about that, man. I'm at work.
Okay. No problem. Go ahead.
All right. So I was wanted to ask you a question. What do you think about that?
Okay.
So when I was a kid, you know, when it was Easter time or Christmas time, you know, my father, he always gave me like a present on Christmas or on Easter. He used to get the eggs for me to chase and stuff like that, right?
Right.
And then when I grew up a little bit more, I started to ask him what is Easter or Christmas about, and he tell me. So Christmas is when Jesus was born, and Easter was when Jesus resurrected, right?
Yes.
And I thought to myself, why don't we celebrate that Jesus was born, instead of thinking about Santa Claus and presents and getting all that ego inside of us, when we just should be the real thing, you know, should it be about Jesus when he was born. We should celebrate that. Why do we celebrate this Christmas and presents and all that stuff? What do you think about that?
Because we like getting gifts. We like for Santa Claus to show up. We like to have ham and cakes and sweet potato pies and things like that.
I mean, we could have sweet potato pies and still think about Jesus.
But how are you going to have a sweet potato pie when you think about somebody died and now they rose? That doesn't make sense.
I get it. Just that people never think about Jesus on Jesus Day.
It's just for fun. As long as you don't identify with it and don't make a big deal of it, you can have fun with that.
It's for fun. I didn't get deep into it.
Yeah, don't make it a big deal.
All right, man. And I had another question as well. I want to talk about the Revelation, the book of the Bible, a little bit.
Okay.
All right, man. So I was reading the Revelation. I read everything. And I know you say always that Jesus already came and he's not coming back.
Without a doubt. He's already come back.
Of course. I believe that. He already came back, right?
Yes.
But I was reading it, and there it says that when it was the time of Jesus to come back, there was going to have a battle, and there was going to have a deceiver and a false prophet, right?
Right.
And it says that both the deceiver and the false prophet, they were going to be crucified, and they were going to be shown to the whole world, and the whole world was going to...
Hold on a minute. Can you hold for me?
I can.
Yeah, let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to your super chats as well. But first, fake news on fake news. Ukraine energy infrastructure got hit, by the way. And Stanley Lid, CNN, says that they can loosen and leak when you have hot coffee. Could burn you, or hot whatever. Could burn you. And get your protein from beans, CNN says. Beans, not bugs. Not meat. Meat is evil. Meat is murder. I'm kidding around. And by the way, Amazon and Meta, that's Facebook and Instagram, they're both donating like $1 million each or something. I don't know. Both donating to Trump's inauguration fund. Very cool. Unity once again, right? Anyway, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com, that's my show. No Joel Friday on Friday. I know, it's weird. And then The Fallen State, and then an early American Anchor, baby. So cool. Check them all out. You can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show for all the links to The Fallen State up at the top. And then down lower in the network area of the radio show, you'll see Hake, Joel Friday, but he's not today. American Anchor, baby, and Punchy TV, by the way. That too. In Syria, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, rebel leader Mohammed al-Jolani urged Syrians to celebrate the fall of the great Assad's regime. Assad, we wish him well. He's in Moscow, I heard, taking refuge in Russia. The fall of the Assad regime, celebrate it without firing shots. After accidental gunfire caused deadly chaos in the northern city of Raqqa, R-A-Q-Q-A. Jolani's message, this Mohammed, so-called rebel leader, Mohammed al-Jolani, his message comes after hundreds of people took to the streets of Raqqa Thursday to celebrate the ouster of the longtime so-called dictator, Bashar al-Assad. I don't know if he's based, but I support him. And a man lost control of his machine gun. And he mistakenly opened fire on bystanders. At least one person was killed, 15 wounded, according to a local journalist and witnesses. Additionally, more than 1 million people have been displaced across Syria since the collapse of the Assad regime. So estimates the far-left anti-white UN, United Nations. Food shortages also widespread in Aleppo, the second largest city. Probably not everybody's happy about the fall of Assad. Probably not everybody's happy. And I'm leery as to whether it will be a positive thing overall or an evil thing overall. Remains to be seen. And Ukraine propaganda. Russia launched a widespread attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Communist buzzword. Overnight, forcing the country to implement emergency power outages. Ukraine authorities said today, quote, the enemy continues its terror. Once again, the energy sector across Ukraine is under massive attack. Is that a band? So says Ukrainian Energy Minister Herman Halushenko. That's what he said. Extent of the damage yet to be clarified. Moscow's forces have intensified bombardments of Ukraine in recent months, leaving the country in a precarious position as the war grinds on. It's terrible. Into its third winter. Going to be a long winter, but Trump. Hold tight, Russians and Ukrainians. Trump is going to get you guys to get along. Make do. Separate. The U.S. on Thursday announced a $500 million aid package for Ukraine and the Ukraine in the coming months, days, that will pull equipment out of the U.S. military stocks to help put Kiev on strong footing going into 2025. What a mess. So said a senior Biden administration official. Stanley is a drinkware brand, all uppity and fancy. But it exploded in popularity, but it may be exploding in other ways. Well, there's potential burn hazards because the lid may be subject to heat and torque. So don't get leaked hot stuff on you. I'm James Hake. We'll be right back.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, did you find God or did he find you? Did you find God or did he find you? Amazing question. You can listen to the show if you're running around, if you're busy, you're like, well, I can't sit and watch it. I got to go make breakfast, or I got to take my children to the public school because I don't love them enough to stay home and raise them. I want to be like the man and go to work, too. Or you're like, I got to go buy me some fentanyl. I want to be high. Or you just land up at a beach. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day, Friday. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Pete Hegseth's mother is coming to his defense today. Overnight, new allegations surfaced from former Fox News colleagues, but Penny herself had issues with her son.
My own mother?
You know, there are allegations of sexual assault.
Well, our job as parents are to correct.
You should have nothing else to do with that.
You're killing me here, Norma.
And I am a passionate person like Pete, and sometimes emotional words come out.
That's what worries me.
How's the family holding up?
Oh, we're okay. We have a deep, deep faith.
Oh, yeah. When she says she's passionate, she says she's evil. Really? She said, and that's why she did that. Allegedly to Pete. She's evil. Pure evil. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to play you any sound bites today. Hopefully Monday we get the situation worked out. I have some really good stuff I thought I was going to play for you, but we can't. So we're going to take calls and super chats. 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Patrick out of Massachusetts. Patrick, go ahead. Finish your point about Revelations.
Hello, brother. Yeah, so like I said, it says that the deceiver and the false priest, they were going to crucify them, and the whole world was going to be able to see it, and they were going to switch presents. They were going to give presents to each other. And that's only possible if you have the internet. How is the whole world going to see it if back then there was no internet? So they couldn't see it. And also, it says that there was going to come...
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
But why are you coming up with that kind of stuff? Where are you getting all that from?
Yeah, it says in there that the whole world was going to see them being crucified. And how is the whole world going to see it if there's no internet?
Do you know that Christ was crucified?
No, not Christ. I'm saying the false prophet and the deceiver.
Do you know that the false prophet was crucified?
It says in there.
So do you know about it?
No, I don't know, but it says in there.
But you are aware that it did happen?
No, I'm not aware. I don't know.
Oh, I thought, why are you asking about it then if you don't know about it?
Because I'm talking about what I read in there.
Right. But you read it in the Bible, right?
Right.
And so you know about it since you read it in the Bible, right?
Right.
And are you a part of the whole world?
No.
Oh, you're not?
Mm-mm.
Where are you calling from another planet?
No, calling from Earth.
Oh, I thought you said you weren't a part of the world.
No, I'm saying I'm not part of the whole world.
You're not a part of the whole world?
Yeah, I'm in America, but I'm not in the whole world.
But is America a part of the whole world?
Yes. But I mean, if somebody dies in Israel, I'm not going to be able to see it if I don't have internet.
Why do you need to see it?
Because there it says that the whole world was going to see it.
See what?
Them being crucified.
And so your question is what?
So my question for you was going to be that you said that he already came, but there it says that they were going to be crucified and they were going to have an army of 200 million people that was going to come against Israel through the river that was going to drought, and that river is drowning right now. That river is becoming gone. So I was going to ask you, if Jesus already came and you say he's not going to come back, why he says there on the Revelation?
I didn't say he wasn't going to come back. I said he's already returned back. He is back.
Oh, so you're saying he could come back again?
No, I'm telling you he's already back.
He already came.
Yeah.
Do you think he will come back again?
Why does he need to come back again when he's already here?
He's already here.
You don't believe that?
I believe it. I think I'm having trouble with my own thoughts. I get what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
All right, man. All right, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
You too. 888-7753-773. Dwayne out of Connecticut.
Yes.
Dwayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Are you on an iPhone or something?
Is this better?
Hold on a minute.
Is this better here?
Yeah. Are you on your phone now directly?
Yep, directly on the iPhone. Sorry about that, Jesse.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so my fiance's mother has been watching my son for about 2 years now. My son's 2 years old, and everything's been pretty good. But she has this tendency to not respect the boundaries or rules we set in place. For example, last night she had some stuff to do. But she didn't tell us until the last minute, and the stuff she had to do was in New York. Now I'm in Connecticut, and we discussed it. I said I don't want my son going to New York. I'm not there with him. I can't protect him. So anyway, she went and did it anyway. And when I talked to her about it, she tried to start yelling at me, screaming at me, all different types of stuff. Oh, you don't trust me. You don't treat my daughter well. This is abuse. You're treating her like a child, and totally unrelated to the issue at hand, which is I didn't want my son leaving the state with you, and he left the state. So, I'm trying to keep peace in my home. My fiance is on board with me, but I just want your opinion on how I deal with a difficult mother-in-law or soon-to-be mother-in-law.
We're planning to be married next year.
Does she live with you guys?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And so your question is how to deal with her?
Yeah, how do I deal with her? Because I'm going to have to deal with her for the rest of my life. You know?
Why? Why do you have to deal with her for the rest of your life?
Well, I love her daughter, and her daughter is very family-oriented. So, you know, we're going to have to cross paths, and it's always a crossing of boundaries. So it's a challenging situation to handle where I love my fiancé, but
you are your fiancé family now, not her mother. Her mother is not her family anymore. That's why God said for the man to take his wife far away from her family. I would recommend when she get back, you take your baby back to safety, away from her, and have nothing else to do with her. Don't let her call your fiancé. Don't let her in your house. Don't let your child near her and have nothing to do with her. She's evil. And you need to be honest about that. Hey, you're evil. Stay away from my family. And if your daughter, if your fiancé insists on being around her mother, then you tell your fiancé goodbye. Have nothing to do with her either.
And what about the boy?
You keep your son if you can. But let's say she start crying and go to court and take your child, let her have the baby too. Don't let anyone or anything be that important to you that you will give up the truth for it. They will destroy you otherwise.
And you think that's the only solution there?
That's the right solution. Have nothing to do with that bitch never again. And be honest with her about it. Once you get your child back in your hand, you be honest, hey, you stay away from my family. You're evil. And if your little fiancé starts, oh, that's my family, oh, blah, 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 you tell her to make up her mind. Either she's going to be with you because you're the only family she has now, or if she says, no, I want my mother, then don't marry her. You're making a mistake.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the solution might be to have her, you know, stay at home and I'll just take care of everything. Right now, she's paying for the child care, and I said we can eliminate that if I let you stay at home and just cover the bills, but under the condition that,
I don't
definitely set boundaries with the other family.
I don't know what that have to do with anything. What I'm telling you, you got to keep her mother away from your family. She's evil.
It has to do with the... you know, she's working too right now, so that's why the mother is watching the child like full time.
Hire someone else to watch the child if you got to do it, not the mother. You cannot have any excuse to keep that woman in your life. You already see she's your enemy. She will destroy your marriage. She's going to turn your daughter against you. I mean, your fiance against you.
Yeah, I agree, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, thank you for your time.
All right. Bye. Amazing. You can't play with the spirit of the woman. It's evil. You're playing with the devil. And if you're going to get with a woman and she say, oh, I want my mama around, then leave her with mama. You go and work on yourself. Return to the father. You'll be fine. Jay is a first-time caller out of California. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me good?
Go ahead.
Hey, I used to watch you on Alex Jones' show back, I think, around 2020.
Right on.
That's where I first saw you. That, good times. Anyway, so I had a question about resentment. I have a lot of resentment inside of me because I got with my children's mother before I was a Christian. And I was into drugs and doing things that weren't responsible.
Right.
And then I was born again after I had already had kids with her. And so I reversed everything in my life to try to just do my best at resembling who Jesus was. Just an example, I fail pretty miserably at it a lot, but I'll just focus on
Jay, hold
the
up.
Truth.
I mean, hey, Jay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm getting static in your phone. Hello?
Yeah. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better. Is that better, Jay?
Yeah,
were you on the speaker wall before?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was on a headset.
No, never be on a headset or speaker phone when calling into the show, all right?
Gotcha.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so pretty much all I do now is I just tell the truth at all times.
Right.
I don't lie about anything.
Good.
And that's with my kids, too. I just tell them the truth about everything that I think even they can't understand to a point. They're 10 and 11. But the point, my problem is you're saying don't resent people when they're doing evil things to you because they can't help it.
Right.
My argument against that is Jesus said many times in the New Testament that we need to judge things not by our flesh's standard, but by his standard of righteousness. So he's pretty much saying we need to judge all things righteously, not in a way where we benefit personally
right.
against somebody else.
Right.
So I have anger towards her because she intentionally, knowingly sets the stage with massive traps that I can't help but fall in because I'm trying to be a good dad. And if I don't resent her, I can't have anger towards her. To where she'll stop it, because I found she stops doing it as much if I'm catching her doing it. So my question is, if anger makes you a murderer, I'm not saying that, I might be taking it out of context, but you just said that if you have anger towards somebody, you're a murderer. Jesus had anger in the temple when he turned the tables. And I think that was him providing evidence to us that righteous anger is proper anger, because at a certain point, when humans push you around too much, you have to use what God has given you as a defense mechanism to warn them off from further evilness towards you. Does this make sense?
No.
Okay.
Zero. Zero no sense. Number one. Number one. If you understood what's happening with you, what's driving you, knowing that it's not you, but something else is driving you, you will understand that about all people. And so when this woman played her little games, you would not resent her because you would know that it's not her. It's something else driving her. And in knowing that, you won't judge her, meaning that you won't be angry and judging her. You would still deal with the situation, but you would not judge her because you would just know that she's evil and she can't help it. And that's what it means to have righteous anger, is to see what's driving others and don't judge them for it. And then what they're doing, what they're trying to do to you, it won't happen to you. It'll happen to them. They're doing it to themselves, thinking that they're hurting you, and they're not. But if you judge them, then you're going to have a false identity of yourself. You're going to think that it's being done to you, and you're going to feel the pain of it. You're going to get mad, and you're going to want to strike out. You want to get revenge. But what other people are doing, they're not doing it to you. They're doing it to themselves. If you truly saw that there was no you and you had perfect love, your enemy will surround you all about, but they would not be able to touch you because you would know there is no you and you have perfect love.
I agree with you. Say there's a court involved monitoring our communications. Am I to call her out on those communications that they want to see what we react to with one another because there's kids involved and we're sharing custody? Or like the last caller, do I just disregard my kids if it causes me anger and I just betray them and leave? That's a serious question, by the way.
Right.
Because I don't think I can follow your advice in my situation currently because I had kids before I was a Christian. So I've already dug myself a hole when it comes to baggage that holds me back from being the best Christian I can.
which is dealing with a sociopath who is their mother, and it causes me anger. I agree with you that I need to not judge her, because you're right. She does it to everybody that is involved in her life.
Yeah.
So it's not just me. It's everybody. And that proves your point that it's her.
Right.
She's doing it to herself, because she not only does it to me mostly because I have kids with her, and she resents that I'm here and I'm a Christian and I'm out shining her in God's image.
Are you living with her right now?
No. She left me back in 2016 and took my kids, and I had to fight in court to get them back.
Oh, I see. And so now you have custody of, or you have her divided custody of your children?
Yeah, we share it.
Oh, okay, share it, custody. And what happens when it's time for you to be with your children?
She gaslights them and alienates me, telling them things like, hey, I'm going to take your dad back to court, but just don't tell him. Keep it a secret. We're going to move to Hawaii, even though that's not feasible or sensible, but it's a really fun place that she's taken them multiple times on vacation. So she'll use those happiness times to try to program them into thinking I'm the enemy of their happiness because I'm saying no to Hawaii.
Right.
And she'll alienate me, trying to turn them against me because they don't know better, and it works. And
how old are they?
10 and 11.
Oh, okay. And what do you mean by the court have to monitor you by phone or something you said?
Yeah, so we're using an application they've ordered due to the dysfunction, which is called a Talking Parents app, which is monitored by them, and we use it just to communicate back and forth.
That's awful. Why don't you drop all of this and work on you? Let the kids go, let everything go, and just work on you.
I would have to turn away from them and leave them to a sociopath 100% of the time, which would cause them to never be saved from their sin.
But she's not going to let that happen now anyway. And once they become of age, you don't know what's going to happen then. But by you staying in and frustrating yourself like that, it's not working anyway. She's destroying them anyway.
Can I give an example how I know I'm making progress? Not me, but Christ in me.
Okay.
With the kids?
Yeah.
In Romans 7, it talks about the battle between our flesh and the Spirit of God, who Christ left to dwell with us to help guide us. In Romans 7, Paul talks about the battle will take place at all times. He said, wretched man that I am. This is after he's built churches up. This is after he's wrote lots of the letters that are the New Testament. And he's saying, wretched man that I am right now, even though I'm as Christian as anybody could assume, I'm still wretched. My flesh still conquers what I want to do for God, which is glorify him by saying no to my flesh. My son, when he was 8 years old, out of nowhere, and I've never shared Romans 7 with him, except a little bit, not enough to understand. And most adults can't understand it. It sounds like gibberish or like psycho thought, like contradiction. My son said, I almost was mean to Max, but I said no to my flesh and did not do it. Only a Christian that's saved and has the Holy Spirit dwelling in them can understand that and say no to their flesh. And my son did that. And he's done it multiple times after that. So that, to me, says that it's not me making progress for him saying no to his sin. It's me setting an example against her complete darkness to my mostly bright light that I'm trying to shine for Christ by telling the truth all the time. So that's why I will not leave, because I can see there's progress. And if I leave, there's no doubt that Satan will run everything. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. Don't know how that scripture applies to your situation, but I do know that you don't love them, because if you love them, you would be willing to let them go, and that your everything that you're feeling and thinking is all about you, and it has nothing to do with the children. And even with her, it has nothing to do with the children. It's all about her. Two devils are fighting together. Because if you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, you would not cut the baby in half. You ain't no way in the world you would be hooked up to some phone where the court have to communicate with you and all that. You would not be controlled by anything or anyone if you truly love God. You love the idea of God, but you don't love God because you're unwilling to let go of the world.
So you're pretty much saying if anything causes you to stumble, remove it.
I'm saying that if you can become angry, emotional, and just fake love and worry and fight with the devil, you don't love God. You don't know God. You just know about him. And right now, you're at war with another devil. Two devils are fighting, and you're losing.
What if my anger was on a Richter scale, a 10 prior, and now it's like a 3, and I'm making massive progress with God's help?
Well, anger
Do
is
I just abandon
anger is
sanctification.
Anger is anger is anger. There's no scale of it. Evil is evil and evil. Either you have no anger or you're all anger. There's no gray area for anger.
Okay, let's wrap it up then. What about Christ in the temple when he turned the tables and had anger?
He did not have the anger that you have. You have a judgmental anger. Christ had discernment. You don't have that.
Okay.
Christ, but God and Christ
allows me God, the discernment.
God and Christ had dispassionate love. You have passionate love, and that's what's driving you. And that passionate love is of your father, the devil.
All right. I got you. I don't agree, but I understand your point of view.
And why don't you agree?
Because Christ said to judge all things. He didn't say judge all things righteously, but he said use proper discernment and judge things with truth, which means he expects. Go ahead.
No, finish your point. It means he expects what?
Which means he expects us to have trials and tribulations, but to lean on the Holy Spirit as guidance to help us be sanctified and made new again.
Where are you getting all this from? That's insane.
The New Testament. Ask your co-host. He knows everything I'm saying is exactly proper.
Who
is
my co-host?
The guy that was talking about the Old Testament and God's names and things of that nature.
Oh, you mean Hake?
Yeah, ask him. He's not. Like, I know what I'm talking about. God's doing amazing things in my life. I'm not perfect, but
do you want to know God?
I do know God.
Do you want to know God for sure?
I'm a sinner, and that is the first step.
Do you want to know God instead of knowing about him?
Yeah.
Drop your anger. You can't serve anger and God. I'm sorry?
I'm trying.
How?
And I'm succeeding sometimes.
How are you trying?
By walking away when I'm mad.
No, that's not how you overcome anger.
Complete anger?
Right.
Forever? No anger in my life ever again?
Right.
So you're saying you're never angry?
Never.
Ever?
Because anger is evil. Anger is of the heart. And any man or woman that has anger, their hearts are wicked. And you can't walk away from that. You have to overcome that.
Okay, well, we're going to disagree, and I profess the gospel now on your show, and everybody heard it, and they understand where I'm coming from. You can laugh, Jesse,
but
I disagree
would you
with
say,
you, and I'm pointing to scriptures.
No, right, and that's the problem.
Okay.
All you're doing is intellectually quoting scriptures while losing the battle. Thank you, Jay. Call me again, Jay. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
And the treasure chest.
because that's the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. It's interesting in that God said to love one another, don't judge, lest you be judged, and to love if you want me to love you back. I will forgive you if you forgive, and the people are not doing it, but they know the scriptures. What a mess! So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked with Dakari Lariat. And he is a former Whirlpool executive and self-proclaimed police brutality survivor.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You were allegedly a victim of a so-called police brutality, right?
It was 2 hours of terror. There was obvious homophobia. When the troopers came to my car, made note that he smelled something fruity. That is a form of slavery. I was shackled.
You asked for $10 million.
For me, it's not about the money, Jesse.
What is wrong with the blacks?
That is a whole series. That's not even one episode.
$10 million, a whole lot of brutality. Police brutality. What the? So that's today at 12 noon. Support the Fallen State right there. TheFallenState.tv/donate or go to locals.com and you can, in the link there, you see what to do. And then at this Sunday morning, Fellowship for All. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30, and the meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby at 1 o'clock today, somewhere around 1, right, Nick?
Exactly. Pretty much I'm trying to go as soon as possible after the Fallen State.
The American Anchor Baby, a special for you today. You don't want them in specials. You don't want them as any part of the Anchor Baby at all, but you definitely don't want them in specials. You're just so special. And so check them out some around 1 or so p.m. Pacific time. And the merch, we still have the sale on the merch. 15% off on Bond Holiday Sales on all merch this month. rebuildingtheman.com/store. And last but not least, don't forget to donate to Barr. We're trying to meet that Chalice grant of $50,000. Someone, hey, Jesse, I'll give you up to $50,000 to help you raise $100,000 if you can raise $50,000. And it's tax deductible, so run, don't walk, to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And or you can mail it. Snail mail, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. We got this amazing Christmas gift this morning, right now, from, what was their name again? John and...
Was it Jim and Stephanie Omid? Can you hear us?
It was. I just.
Hold on.
I just opened it up. And it's amazing. Thank you. It's like the second one we've gotten. And this is a bigger box for the whole staff.
Jim and Stephanie.
What?
Jim and Stephanie.
Jim and Stephanie.
Correct.
Thank you, Jim and Stephanie. That's amazing. What a time, what a time, what a time. When we get into that box, oh, what a time. Thank you so much. And thank you to Justice. Oh, my God. I love Justice. Thank you, Justice. Out of San Francisco area, Las Vegas. Not San Francisco, Las Vegas. Amazing. So let's do some super chats, and then we'll get back to the phone.
Super chats.
Curly gave some money on Cash App. Thank you.
Thank
sir.
You. Yeah.
Or ma'am. Sam bought another coffee. Good morning, Punchy and the Experts.
Morning.
Concerning your friend's Muhammad Ali comment, when he changed his name to Muhammad Ali, by the way, he says Punchy and his Experts. He says, once again, it's his favorite band. Muhammad Ali, after joining the Nation of Islam, every time a reporter, opponent, fan, officer, or anyone called him Cassius Clay, his birth name, it's actually Cassius something Clay Jr. His daddy was Cassius Clay. I looked it up. He would throw a hissy fit. He couldn't even continue on until they called him by his new name. One time an opponent refused to call him by his new name in the whole campaign of the fight, and he was so ticked. When the fight finally came, he beat the poor guy to a pulp. Every time he hit him, he would yell through his mouthpiece, "What's my name?" The opponent never said it, so he whooped him pretty good. Drop the anger, kids. So says Sam Lemons. I don't know where he got it.
Yeah, drop the anger. The point is, you got to drop the anger. If you want to be free, if you don't, hold on to your evil anger and call it righteous anger and see how far that gets you. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. JC says, can we do a full hour of JLP walking through the old Hebrew Bible names? Amazing.
Bible names?
Mm-hmm.
No. Uh-uh.
Valerie bought a coffee. Thank,
thank
you, JC.
You. Yeah.
Valerie says, beta males react with emotions.
Yep, that's for sure.
Whatever, Valerie.
beta males have the same spirit as their mother, so they have the woman's mindset and emotions, so that's why they act like a woman. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts, bought a coffee. The infamous. No more thoughts. I'm kidding. It says, have you thought about a theme for next year? I think I'm used to wanting for nothing now.
Amazing. Right on. I have not thought about it yet. This year is not over, but we'll see.
Want for nothing has been this year's theme.
Right on.
Billy bought a coffee. Yahuwah is the name of the father, Jewish Torah scripture, Yahusha, who you call Jesus. Elohim is Jewish for Almighty Hallelujah, is praise to Yah, the Father. Yahuwah means Yah, adds breath every time you breathe. Breathe, you say the Father's name. This is research in old texts, says Billy.
What? Nah. Okay, that's too much. Thank you. God is enough for me, oh Father.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I don't feel that in the Yahuwah and Nigarara and blah, blah, blah.
Do you say God's name if you're a nose breather? It's a good question.
Amazing.
Maybe it's not a good question. Calvin in Ohio.
What up?
Pot of coffee. Jesse, how can you continue to tell people that Satan is the woman's God? You are basically telling God that sending Jesus was pointless. If 2,000 years later you can say this, no matter how you try to sugarcoat it, you are dead wrong for that.
Amazing. Thank you. What the?
But people still idolize even after Jesus. So Satan can be their God.
He is their God.
Yeah.
That's why their hearts are wicked. Satan is their God.
Many people will squander the sacrifice.
Amazing.
Seabill bought 5 coffees. Jesse, these men who have isolation issues, let's be real, they have deep mama issues. Beta, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
And let me just double check over on the shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec 555555565, Misty Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters there. And thank you guys. I do believe that Jesus gave a Cash App saying, "Don't read this out loud, Hake. It's for the church." Oh, oops. My mouth is faster than my brain sometimes. But that's, thank you, Jesus.
Amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry about that.
Curtis.
He won't read it again beforehand.
Right. Curtis bought 10 coffees. Merry Christmas, Jesse and staff.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
And now, thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.
All for now.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Amazing. So, let me go to the phones. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Monday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I have something to show you. Amazing. I was with my friend Roseanne Barr last night at her place. And she made me a sweet potato pie. 3 of them. Sweet potato pie. Good. So we're getting equipment working well, and I'll show them to you next week. Amazing. Get out of the way, Patti LaBelle. Roseanne Barr is in town. And she can make some sweet potato pie. And she's a Jew. What the? So I have that for you next week. All right. Let me go quickly to Presley out of North Carolina. Presley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me today, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question, and I think you'd be the man to ask about it, since it's about all you do pretty much consistently. I've been doing the silent prayer, and the anger is going away. But I still have a problem tolerating foolish people or stupid people. How do you tolerate fools in your life?
Just by seeing that they're lost and they can't help themselves, and don't judge them. Just have no judgment of them at all, because it's not them. They cannot help it. And so you got to learn to live without judgment. Because when you're judging them, it's you're really coming back on you, and you're burning on the inside, and that's why you can't tolerate them. You're having pain from your judgment.
Right. So at what point do you kind of realize that you need to walk away from somebody? I mean, sometimes it's the situation of, like, I might be dealing with a bank teller that's really dumb. I don't want to keep calling people dumb, but you know what I mean.
I do, yeah.
Some people, they're not clicking
right
with their day to day, you know. So yeah. At what point do you realize that basically they're not helpful and you need to walk away from them, like, without causing an issue, if that makes sense?
You stay completely calm. You stay present. You stay calm. And you deal with them until you get the job you want done, whether it's making an apartment, a deposit, or you need some more information. You stay calm, and let them act out and carry on. And then you'll see that, let's say that they can't get the job done, you can ask for the manager. But the whole point is for you to stay calm. Do not overreact to the world, and you'll be fine. If you are angry, you get into your head, and you're like, look at this person. They're mean and nasty. They don't know what they're doing. They're taking so long. They're this and that. And that's what the problem is. You stay calm in all situations. Do not overreact.
Okay. Wonderful. That's what I thought. I just wanted to see how you kind of deal with that in your day-to-day, because you have a lot of foolish callers. So I figured you'd be the man to ask.
All right, you stay calm and don't judge, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Ronnie from Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, Ronnie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I wanted to call. You said something earlier about all women being evil.
Yes.
Until they realize that they're evil and start working on themselves.
Right.
Art, where'd you get that from?
You can see it for yourself if you wake up, but if you read Genesis, you'll understand the fall.
You say all women.
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because you can see it for yourself, but if you read Genesis, you understand the fall.
I don't think I could see that for myself, because it's like 7 billion people in the world.
Right.
And presumably half of them are women. So I can't see and verify and know that 3.5 billion women across the world are evil.
Well, once you see the evil in yourself, you will see the evil in all women. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just at a loss for words with your take on that, stance on that.
Well, once you get to see what's driving you, the understanding of that will cause you to see the whole world.
So how did you come to know that 3.5 billion women are evil?
By seeing it in myself, and seeing it and understanding it allowed me to see the whole world.
That's amazing.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Ronnie.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend. Huh?
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Mommy Africa. Mommy Africa, and talk to Michael out of South Africa. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Michael.
I'm not calling from South Africa. I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, it says South Africa here, but thank you.
Yeah, welcome. I kind of a little bit surprised how angry people are. And they don't really seem to understand that they are really, really angry.
Right. They can't see.
I thought when you get to a particular age, especially when you have your own family, that kind of calms you down. You kind of see things differently. But for some people, that doesn't work.
Well, you can't overcome anger just because of your age. You have people who are 80, 90, and 100, and they still have the spirit of anger inside of them. And so you got to admit that you're evil, that you're angry, in order to overcome that. And most people are unwilling to admit that.
Wow. I got something to say. I've been listening to your show for a while. I want to talk about parenting in Africa.
About what now?
Parenting in Africa. The expectation of the parents from their children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm basically focusing on Africa on this.
Okay.
I've heard you before. You said that children shouldn't take care of the appearance. That is none of their problem anymore.
It's not. The children are not obligated to take care of their parents. If they want to do it, they can do it. But they should not feel guilty or obligated to do that. And it's not their fault that their parents didn't take care of themselves. To the point that when they become of old, that they are not able to take care of themselves. And it's evil to when the parents dump their life onto their children. They have no love.
Okay. I'm going to go into that shortly, but I want to bring something out. What if the children, they are rich and they are okay?
Well, I don't care if they have more money than that man on X. What's that man name? James? Huh?
Elon Musk.
I don't care if they have more money than Elon Musk. They're still not obligated to take care of their parents unless they just want to without any guilt or obligation at all.
Yeah. Let me now give you a little bit of my own understanding how the parents in Africa are training up their children. They have this mindset that they want their children to be better off. And they are going to spend all their savings because they are not earning much. You get what I'm saying? They are not earning much. So they got to use all their savings to make sure education is quite expensive, to make sure that they get their children the best education that they could. Out of that, if they have more, they will, you know, build a house for themselves and, you know, but if it's not enough, they will not be able to do that. What they will use their resources and all their resources to do is basically to train up their children so that the children can be better than them when they grow up, and they can take care of them when they are old.
But those parents are evil and selfish because they have no love, because all they need to do is teach the children while growing up how to work, how to take care of themselves. So when the kids become adults, they can go out 18 and over, they can go out on their own life, get a job and take care of themselves. But they're doing that because they expect the children to take care of them. They're not doing that out of love. It's a setup. They're trying to control the children. Because you don't have to go to school. Matter of fact, you're better off by not going to school. You're better off learning how to work, how to manage your money, how to manage your own life, not by going to school. That's a ripoff. And so the parents are trying to set the children up to deceive them so they can make the kids feel obligated once they get out of school. I did this for you. I did that for you. I paid all my money for you. I couldn't even build a house because I wanted you to go to school. It's all what they want, not what the children want. The parents are evil for doing that.
Okay. I got you.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Lizelle out of L.A., Lizelle, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Lizelle?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First thing I wanted to do was thank you for the advice you gave me. I had called you Thanksgiving to deal with a matter with my wife. And, the advice you gave, just had a conversation. I think it was in the best interest. But I wanted to respond to one of your callers.
Okay.
He was telling you that the silent prayer isn't in the Bible.
Right.
And I found it in the Bible. I believe I found it in the Bible.
Come back to your phone real fast because of time.
Okay. Yes, in Ecclesiastes 5:1-2 says, as you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut.
Amazing.
Be able to make mindless offerings to God. Don't make rash promises.
Don't be hasty in bringing matters to before God. After all, God is in heaven, and you are here on earth. So let your words be few.
Amazing. What an amazing way to end the show. Man, I couldn't have asked for anything better. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, Mr. Peterson. Thank you. And, I just wanted to share that.
Right on, man. I'm believing okay. that. That's amazing. Thank you, man.
No worries.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours as well. And even though he's that caller, the cancer, he's real hostile with you.
Yep.
He's your biggest fan, Mr. Peterson. He loves you.
All right.
Just don't know how to express it yet.
That's right.
But again, Mr. Peterson, thanks for the advice and happy holidays.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas.
All right.
I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. Thank you for your super chats. Thank you for your donations and your support. The see you at church on Sunday if the Lord is willing and decree to rise, rebuildingaman.com/church. And also get on that straight and narrow and just stay there. Drop your anger and doubt every thought. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. All right? Do the silent prayer, rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you on Sunday. If the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. So the Hake Report is coming up now. Then at 12 noon, the FallenState.tv, a brand new episode. And then at 1, around 1 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby was a guest on Roseanne's show last night, too, yesterday. We'll tell you about that next week as well. Sorry about the couldn't play soundbites today, but what a mess. Have a good weekend and Merry Christmas. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.